Time for a cut-in from Rock on the Range with the OGs on the Grizz.
Hey Grizzlies, this is Heather. I am sitting here with hands like houses. And first of all, we're going to talk a little bit about where the hell you guys came up with this name.
We were just talking about this. Every time we tell this story, I think we should make up a better story because it's pretty much just a quote from a movie that one of us saw a few years back when we were trying to decide on a name, and we all kind of agreed on it, and that was it. But the more and more we talk about it, I think that we need to start making up a better excuse, I think. Because a quote from the movie is just a little boring.
Only fun fact we have is the director that did it, Michel Gondry, also did the Foo Fighters clip Everlong. Oh, and it has these really big, huge hands and all this kind of other weird shit going on.
So you just kind of struck a chord with me because my number one guy in the world is husband number three. My current husband doesn't know that, but it's Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Oh, awesome.
So I have the Nirvana shirt on. I'm kind of an old school Dave fan. Now, you guys are from Australia, obviously. You guys have kick-ass accents. I mean, I'm Illinois girl, so this is, those are sexy accents.
You're getting excited. All right. Cool it off. Get some wet towels over here.
So you guys, on your first album, had a Billboard, hit. What do you think about this third album that you guys are doing? Tell us a little bit about it.
For us, it's the most exciting album yet. I mean, it's caused us or enabled us to be on Rock on the Range. It's enabled us to get on radio. It's kind of opened up all these doors. So it's really, every day we talk about it and we're like, wow, I can't believe this is actually happening. And we're taking the steps that we've always wanted to take. It's finally enabling us to do that. So.
No, I did catch your guys' show, and your show was amazing. You guys had a lot of crowd participation.
Thank you.
As far as musical influences, what inspired you guys to go into music?
Going back into that, I mean, definitely for me, when me and one of our other guitarists started playing, we were kind of influenced by our brothers. Our older brothers played in a local punk band, I guess, as you would say, kind of going back to the Pennywise, Anti-Flag, kind of that era of stuff they were playing. And I mean, that's why we started playing in the first place, and I guess our music's not very reflective of that now, but going back, that was why we were inspired at least to start playing music.
So who are your guys' the people that you look up to as far as artists, someone you aspire to be like?
We're just talking about this as well. I feel like it's cool because a lot of the bands that we collectively listened to when we started writing music together are actually coming back. So there's Under Oath, Seosin, there's Thrice, obviously Circus of Five have been going for ages. It's cool to see Anthony Green back at Seosin as well. We listened to Receiving End of Sirens a lot as well. A lot of, I guess, you call it post-hardcore or kind of that experimental rock world, that was a lot of the stuff we kind of listened to when we were trying to cultivate a sound.
Get your own kind of thing going.
Yeah, kind of get our own spine.
Now, as far as when you guys play shows, do you prefer smaller venues or do you like the bigger festivals? What would be your preference?
Festivals.
Festivals for me, they kick ass.
After doing a few of these, and especially today, I'm very much a big fan of a good, nice, intimate show because, you're getting all sweaty, everyone's there in this kind of nice little community setting, but playing something like today, just I think the sheer mass of people is kind of, for us, a bit mind-blowing. We never thought we'd be playing to this many people, so even just getting out there, I had to turn around a few times and look at him on the drums and be like, holy shit, look at the people out there, this is awesome.
It's definitely cool to be able to do both, to keep sort of grounded with playing club shows and then be able to come and do these massive arena festivals.
Right.
It's pretty mind-boggling.
As far as when you guys have a show, what's the one thing you want your fan to take home with them? When they're leaving your event, what do you want them to keep near and dear?
Sore ears, a sore neck.
I think it's just about them having fun. I think, we're at this age, we're very fortunate to do this as a job, and we get up there and play for half an hour, whatever it is each day, and we have so much fun every night. And as long as the people out there are looking at us knowing we're having fun, they're having fun, everyone's having a good time is kind of what it's about. I mean, I guess
it really comes down to, for example, today we got to do a signing and having that kind of interaction after the fact. You sort of get up there and you have all this to and fro with the crowd and everyone kind of vibes it, but then to be able to actually meet people one-on-one, I think that's what we enjoy most about it, because you get to see the people standing there with your CD, not just this blur of 5,000 people in front of you. It makes it more one-on-one.
Well, we thank you very much for stopping by our little area here at Rock on the Range.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. And anytime you guys, if you swing through the Quincy, Illinois, you know, Hannibal area, which we are in 23 counties, and we're near St. Louis and Columbia, Missouri, look us up. We'll do something in the studio.
Sounds
thank
amazing.
You so much. Amazing.